For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has joined her colleagues in introducing the Healthy Families Act legislation that would guarantee all American workers paid sick leave. The bill would ensure that every American worker has up to 7 paid sick days each year to be used to recover from their own illnesses or care for a child or family member. The U.S. today remains the only major country in the world that does not provide paid time off for short-term illnesses. Currently, nearly 27 million workers lack any paid sick time entirely, including 20% of the private sector workforce and 7% of the public sector workforce. Things are worse for low-income workers and households, with just 58% of low-income private sector workers able to access paid sick days. Without guaranteed paid sick leave, workers are forced to make choices between getting a paycheck and keeping their jobs on the one hand and caring for their own and their family's health on the other. Workers without paid sick leave are 3 times more likely to delay or forego necessary health care for themselves and nearly twice as likely to forego medical care for their families compared to working adults with paid sick days. However, workers with access to paid sick leave are 28% less likely to suffer non-fatal occupational injuries, and employers who provide paid sick leave see 25% less turnover in their workforce. According to a study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, a universal paid sick day policy would reduce preventable visits to the emergency room and result in cost savings of $1.1 billion per year, including $500 million in savings for public health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid. The legislation is led by Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Rosa DeLauro. A Grant County resident was taken into custody for several violations. On Thursday, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report that a female victim had arrived at a local hospital with several injuries she reportedly received from her boyfriend. The injuries consisted of bruises, contusions, and broken bones. While deputies were investigating this matter, they learned the victim's boyfriend was Nicholas Voss, 47, of rural Lancaster. During the incident, Voss reportedly held the victim against her will for several hours at his residence south of Lancaster. It was further discovered that Voss had a felony warrant out for his arrest for sex offender registry violations, as well as an active warrant through the Wisconsin Department of Corrections regarding several cases from 2020 that Voss was on parole for. The Southwest Wisconsin Emergency Response Team was activated and executed a search on Voss's residence. During that operation, SWRT was able to take Voss into custody without incident. Voss was transported to the Grant County Jail, where he is being held without bond. Voss was booked in on the valid warrants, as well as new charges of aggravated battery, false imprisonment, and felon in possession of a firearm. In a 2020 case out of Grant County, Voss was convicted of substantial battery, intent and bodily harm, a Class 1 felony, false imprisonment, a Class H felony, and felon in possession of a firearm, a Class G felony. In a second 2020 case out of Grant County, Voss was convicted of disorderly conduct, a Class B misdemeanor, and battery, a Class A misdemeanor. Republican legislators at the Capitol can't agree on how best to provide tax relief. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says an assembly proposal can't pass in his chamber without changes, including removal of a 400-year increase in school aid created by Governor Tony Evers' veto. Senate Republicans want to use a portion of the state's budget surplus for one-time payments to taxpayers, while Voss wants to address property taxes following Governor Tony Evers' partial veto that increased K-12 student spending for 400 years. Representative Tony Kurtz was on WRCO's morning show this morning with Phil Nee and talked about the options.
We just got to be very, very careful and very cautious on how we do that moving forward. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of discussion. Obviously, property taxes is something people have been talking a lot about. And I know as the Assembly Republicans and the governor, we've all been talking about property taxes. It's just like, what's the best way to do that? You know, and I think as the Assembly, our preferred method was maybe to give that tax relief to primary Wisconsin residents and their primary residents. That's something I think is very, very popular with our caucus. I know the Senate, you know, if Howard was sitting here, they would talk more about rebate checks to everybody. And we'll see what the governor. I know the governor, I haven't really heard what the plan was. The governor, I know he wants to do more for property taxes as far as, but he also, and I know he wants to do some more things for schools. And I think we're, to be honest, I think we're open to that as well. I think the big thing is we need to do something on property taxes.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss intends to adjourn his chamber on Thursday, which gives LeMahieu and the Senate little time to find compromise. LeMahieu proposes one-time payments from the state surplus, while Voss would prefer property tax relief. A Madison hotel now has a measles warning after an out-of-state guest who stayed there tested positive. It adds to four recent cases across Wisconsin. Public Health Madison and Dane County officials say people at the Holiday Inn Express from midnight to noon on February 6th may have been exposed. The traveler picked up the virus abroad, separate from the UW-Madison student and other local cases tied to travel, with over 900 U.S. cases nationwide this year. Health teams are tracking down contacts, but urging caution. Healthcare advocates called on Wisconsin lawmakers to pass proposed legislation to protect residents from unexpected prescription drug price increases during a public hearing on Wednesday. Cole's Act is named in honor of a 22-year-old who died after suffering an asthma attack when the out-of-pocket cost for his inhaler jumped from $66 to over $500. If passed into law, Cole's Act would prevent pharmacy benefit managers from changing a prescription drug's coverage tier without warning. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, act as middlemen between pharmacies and insurance companies. The bill would prohibit PBMs from changing their drug formula coverage outside of the typical renewal period, a practice that leads to pharmacies being reimbursed at below the cost of filling a prescription. Construction on the UW Athletic Hall of Fame's new location will start in the spring. That's the word from Athletic Director Chris McIntosh, who made the announcement this past week. The new location will sit outside the Kohl Center on Francis Street and provide year-round access for Badger fans. Construction should be finished in the early fall in time for the 2026 enshrinement. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now rank 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better, you know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and you have to be fresh, but we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has six former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy, breezy, not as warm today with highs in the low to mid 50s. For tonight, some scattered showers developing, perhaps even a thunderstorm as well, low temps in the lower 40s. On Wednesday, sunny, breezy, and mild, high temps in the mid 50s.